Alan Firth's new espionage novel takes place not as usual in the cinematically rain-soaked streets of occupied Paris, but on the high seas. Called Dark Voyage, it deals with German U-boat attacks on Allied merchant ships. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says it's a briny delight.
I used to pass on review books that had anything to do with World War II to my father, usually suspense stories with embossed swastikas on their cover. So back in 1996, when the first volume of Clay Blair's Hitler's U-Boat War landed with an 800-page thud at my front door, I automatically gave it to my dad. Blair's book is a definitive history of the German effort to sink Allied merchant ships in order first to starve Britain into surrender and later, after the U.S. entered the war, to stop the flow of supplies to the war in Europe. Blair writes that in the nearly 6 years the Battle of the Atlantic was waged, 2,800 merchant ships were sank, while the Allies sank nearly 800 U-boats. On both sides, tens of thousands of sailors died. My father, who'd served in the Merchant Marine before entering the Navy, was riveted by Blair's book. He'd sit at the kitchen table, reading glasses and magnifying glass in hand, poring over the book's eye-straining type, looking for the names of ships he'd served on, many of them later torpedoed and sunk. His life, after those years, my father always said, was bonus time. Lots of people don't know about or have only the haziest notion of the U-boat war, but that historical amnesia may lift soon because Alan Firth has just written a nail-biter of a new novel called Dark Voyage, whose plot turns on the hunting of merchant ships by U-boats. Firth is our preeminent master of World War II-era espionage stories, a writer at once so technically ingenious, lyrical, and historically informed, his publisher wouldn't dare to slap an embossed swastika on his book jackets. The Dark Voyage of Firth's title refers to a clandestine naval operation. The unlikely agent of saltwater heroics here is a rusty Dutch freighter named the Nordendam. In April of 1941, the ship's captain, Erik de Haan, signs on to serve the intelligence division of the exiled Royal Dutch Navy, which in turn works under the Royal British Navy. His first mission is to pick up a contingent of British commandos, drop them at a point off Tunisia where they'll destroy a German coastal observation station, and then wait for them to row back to the ship, all within 3 hours. Meanwhile, the Nordendam will lie dead at anchor while German aircraft patrol the skies and U-boats prowl. De Haan wisely waits until his ship is out to sea to announce the mission to his crew, composed of fugitives of all nations, including some Spanish Republicans, a Greek deserter, and a Hitler-hating Polish boiler room engineer. This and other subsequent missions hang on what one of the ship's officers dismisses as paint and a flag, for the Nordendam is to be camouflaged as the Santa Rosa, a freighter steaming under a Spanish neutral flag. The real Santa Rosa is in dry dock in Mexico, and as long as only a chosen few know of the switch, the mission should be a cakewalk. Of course, all hell breaks loose, as only Firth can orchestrate it. And as in his other taut stories, Firth imbues even passing characters with a presence that lends authenticity to the improbable. Take this description of a Moroccan middleman named Yacoub. De Haan knew who Yacoub was the moment he saw him. He belonged to a certain tribe native to port cities. It was a tribe of young men of humble origin who, with only their wits to help them, meant to rise in the world, and to that end had obtained a suit. Next, with help from an old book or an old man, they taught themselves a foreign language, maybe two or three. Then at last, to go with the suit and language, they learned to smile. How glad they were to see you. What did you need? Where did you want to go? As deftly fleshed out as characters like Yacoub and Captain de Haan are, the main character in Dark Voyage is the Nordendam. While political allegiances in the spring of 1941 switch with absurd rapidity, the Nordendam remains a free-floating League of Nations. That is, as long as she manages to stay on top of the anarchic high seas. A more high-toned literary novelist might have belabored the implicit metaphors here. The Nordendam as Flying Dutchman, a ghost ship, But First, thankfully, is otherwise occupied, throwing exploding boilers and sea storms at us. Swearing and sweating, DeHaan and his crew set out for the voyage of their lives. Should they survive, everything after the war will be bonus time.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Dark Voyage by Alan First.